What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal, my daily diary, where I show you what is happening behind the scenes at Morning Brew, the wins, the losses, the new initiatives, the challenges, all the things. We are back. Today, we're talking about a new series that I started on LinkedIn. Let's hop into it.
This one's a bit meta. We're doing our second recording of the day. I didn't see the first one. You're making a lot more content. What's the new series? Why are you putting yourself in front of a camera this much?
Yeah, this is a recording around a recording, an interview about an interview. I am creating a lot more content. The biggest reason is one of my biggest goals is to act as a top of funnel of opportunity for Morning Brew. What does that mean? I think that I am uniquely qualified as a founder, or more uniquely qualified as a founder, with about like one or two things. I think every other skill, characteristic, job to be done, there are people in our company who are better at it than me. I think one of my unique qualities is the ability to not just build relationship, but leverage my title in the business in order to get access to people and build a brand faster. And my goal is to use that access and that ability to build brand faster to create a top of funnel that will lead to money. So advertisers in our business, access to awesome candidates to build a high quality, diverse workforce, and other business opportunities and business partnerships. The reason I'm creating content is the content fuels my personal brand. Fueling my personal brand allows me to build that top of funnel that I'm talking about.
Is that different than how you would analyze Portnoy being such a face and a character on the Barstool roster?
Yes. I think there's a difference between a thought leader and a personality. I think that Portnoy is the brand. Like, Portnoy is his own brand. And also, like, the Barstool brand is Portnoy. When I think of thought leadership, when I think of evangelism, I think of an executive being an extension of the brand, but they are still disparate things. And what I mean by that is, like, Portnoy is not just the founder and the president of Barstool. He is a franchise within the company. He is a franchise for content that has been monetized, that has a content strategy. So yes, I think there's similarities in the fact that I'm setting up a content strategy, that I'm thinking about monetization opportunities, but I think of it more of me being an extension of the brand rather than like me being literally a monetizable franchise within the brand.
Okay. And now enter the CMO series. You're going to drink out of a straw on a podcast recording?
I'm finishing my smoothie. It's this new thing. My mom makes, smoothies for me. And we've been adding a lot of spinach recently. I actually don't taste the spinach at all, but it's very tasty. This was lunch today. Anyway, before throwing me under the bus, the idea was LinkedIn is my biggest platform. I consider myself a LinkedIn guru. I consider myself a Twitter apprentice. And so I've been thinking about how can I use LinkedIn to create more value and build my audience faster. And also, what are the unfair advantages that I have on LinkedIn? I think the biggest unfair advantage that I have on LinkedIn is access to LinkedIn Live. Quite literally, most people on LinkedIn are gated from this feature. As of right now, there are only let's call it dozens to hundreds of people that have access to LinkedIn Live, to actually going live on the platform. So to me, I first thought about, okay, having access to LinkedIn Live is an unfair advantage. I should leverage it. Their algorithm is going to push it towards the top. I should definitely leverage it. And then I thought to myself, what sort of content is LinkedIn's audience yearning for? What do I have permission to create content around? Like, what makes sense from the standpoint of Alex Lieberman, the co-founder of Morning Brew? Like, what content makes sense for the world that I'm in? And the third is, what top of funnel do I want this content to act or to drive for business opportunity? Me, like I was saying before, I want to act as top of funnel for opportunity for Morning Brew. And so the way that I landed on marketing is I said, one, marketers are always yearning for more content about marketing. They're always yearning for more content that is actionable and specific. Marketers are very aspirational people who are also very social people. And I think there are a ton of marketers on LinkedIn specifically. Like, some of my best content has been related to marketing. So that's how I came up with the concept of, okay, let's do something around marketing. Then what I thought of is, how can I be a top of funnel for opportunity? And what I said to myself is, if this show can allow me to have really genuine and authentic conversations with the most powerful and smartest marketers in the world, where I can build the biggest Rolodex of any 27-year-old on planet Earth of CMOs, I can't think of a more valuable top of funnel for our advertising business than that Rolodex. And so that's how I triangulated on, okay, let's do interviews with the smartest, most powerful marketers in the world about the strategies, tactics, and trends that they use to be effective in their job. And then over time, by just naturally building strong relationships, those will lead to business opportunities for our sales team.
You make it sound easy. What's the hardest part?
One is there's always the trade-off or opportunity cost of time. Like, setting up all of these weekly conversations, setting up LinkedIn Live, setting up my DSLR camera, which didn't even end up working for the interview. Like, setting everything up takes time. The interview itself was 30 minutes, but I was on before with Ashley, our first guest, who, like, we had a chat before. So all in all, there are probably 2 hours put into each interview. That is 2 hours that I could be spending on the brand of the business, on new product. So I think the biggest challenge is just continuing to make it a valuable asset, that the trade-off, it makes it worth it. I think the second piece is, at the end of the day, there's so much content out there. What is going to make another interview show different from every other interview show? And that is going to be something I continue to think about. And so it's the time, the trade-off, and the differentiating factor. And I think the biggest thing for me to realize, which is a challenge and an opportunity, is it's not just 2 hours of prepping and executing the interview. It's all of the stuff that happens after. We've created one piece of, like, really, like, rich content, 30 minutes of a smart marketer's time with insights. I think the hardest part now is, how do we think about everything we can do after the interview to amplify it? How can we take that interview, cut it up into the 5 best segments, share it on LinkedIn? How can we turn that into Twitter content, share it on Twitter? How can we get the company of the person we interviewed to share the interview as well? How can we get it mentioned in Marketing Brew? How can we use the interview as a funnel to build up Marketing Brew subscriber base? So I think, thinking about, basically, this is when it all starts. We did the easy part of creating the content. Remixing the content and leveraging it for growth and new opportunities is the hard part. And that, like, starts now, an hour after doing the interview. I hope you enjoyed my slurping of the smoothie and today's Founders Journal episode, where we talked about my new LinkedIn CMO series. If you want to check it out, it's every Tuesday, somewhere between 12:30 and 2 p.m., depending on the interview and depending on the week. As always, thank you for joining the Founders Journal. Hope you enjoyed. Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com if you have questions or any feedback, and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.